Hallelujah. Father, as we continue in the procession tonight, we ask that you show us again mercy. Let your hand be stretched forth to uproot everyone from any context that gives Satan the advantage over their destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we began in the lecture yesterday to talk about negative inheritance. Negative inheritance. We still need to support it with some more scriptures so that you will understand that it's a principle that is biblically valid and it is necessary for us to deal with negative inheritance. When we have done that, then we'll be able to make progress and to look at the symptoms that find expression if you are in under witchcraft attack. John chapter 4, this is Jesus speaking. John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4, verse number 38. You see, the principle of inheritance is in that scripture. Jesus said, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men have labored, and ye had entered into their labors. If you check that scripture very carefully, you will find out that the only way that scripture can be possible is through inheritance. It's only in inheritance that you reap where you did not sow. It's only in inheritance that you reap that which you have bestowed no labor. This is Jesus speaking. Are you with me? And I came to tell you this evening that there is positive and negative inheritance. We saw in the scripture in the book of Proverbs that we read yesterday, verse chapter 13, verse 22, is a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. That's positive inheritance. The fact that you are living righteously, unknown to you, unconsciously, you are accumulating goodwill for your children. And you'll find out that in families where there was a positive, a righteous priesthood, you begin to see the children that come from that family begin to dominate facets of human endeavor where they find themselves. We need to understand that life is spiritual, and if we are going to interpret possibility, we must be deeply rooted to know the spiritual indices that are responsible for the possible outcomes. Hallelujah. Now, before you fight the demons of the territory, you know, we like such warfare. It's advisable for you to take proper inventory of your life, where it is situated. Hallelujah. So that you will know if you are dealing with inheritance, because inheritance is a valid scriptural principle. Are you still with me? All right, so inheritance can be positive, inheritance can be negative. Judah committed incest, the moment he did that, he had already created the possibility of a negative inheritance. And that negative inheritance was manifested in the fact that even though the family had a valid ordination, it was suspended for 10 active generations. There are several things that are in your lineage as in your life as an ordination from God that may be suspended now just because there is a bloodline iniquity that has secured judgment from the court of heaven concerning your lineage and you are implicated. It is because of this that we need to know how to pray what we call courtroom prayers, taking cases, taking issues to the court of heaven. God has a limitation, and the limitation God has in his justice system is that he's a righteous God. That's his limitation. So if Satan can bring a case that so and so happened, what I am demanding is You are a righteous God. That is the texture of this court. In view of these evidences that are provided, I demand this level of judgment on this person. And God will be bound by his righteousness to allow Satan access to plunder in keeping with the evidences that he has provided, which is a violation of his nature of righteousness. Do you still remember that the scripture says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. That's the texture of God's justice system. So Satan normally goes into the heavenlies to accuse us before God day and night, seeking occasion against us if he could get allowances to implement several judgments upon us, consistent with several violations that may be many generations away. When we say Satan moves around, please don't think that his movement is restricted to a linear kind of motion. He's moving from Makurdi to Gboko, he's moving from Gboko to Katsinala, moving from Katsinala to Ogoja. No, he can travel across generations and travel into the past for 700 years to look for a loophole that can provide a case against your life before the court of heaven. Seems you are not with me. All right, let me show you about Satan. One or two things about Satan. Just give me a moment. Let me get a scripture. It's not within the scope of my text, but I need to read that scripture. All right, are you there with me in Revelation chapter 12? Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Accuser. So what part of the preoccupation of Satan is that he never tires to bring accusations against us. And the context in which these accusations are brought is the context of the court of heaven, so that he can receive authority to administer the effect of several things that are outside of the scope of righteousness, for which he is coming to bring accusations against us in the presence of God. So I said that the texture of the court of heaven is that it's a righteous platform. And if the evidences are accurate and adequate, God will have no choice but to give Satan allowance. That's how justice works. Are you with me? Now, if you are going to bring deliverance to someone, are you there? And the issue that is responsible for that bondage has something of justice associated with it, you cannot just deliver the person just because you are anointed. This is not, it's not a yoke. It is a judgment. You are not with me. The anointing is capable. The anointing is the professional antidote for yokes. But if the situation is an issue of justice and judgment, it is in a different context. The anointing can hit the person, there can be reaction, but it doesn't take away the premise of that was secured through Satan's accusation. So it's a little bit technical. Just like in your village, I was speaking with my friend, one of our workers that works, whose assignment is around my office. He has become my friend. He's an Enugu man. And I was talking to him, and he began to tell me about his family and all of that. Today, my heart broke. But you see, the issues he was raising are issues of justice. There are issues that are judicial. I'm his friend. Are you here? And a little anointing of God rest upon my life. But the issues he raised are issues that are judicial in nature. And it is only in a court of heaven that we can handle those matters. And it is obvious that in the body of Christ, there is so little knowledge on how the court of heaven operates. And that's why people make confessions of faith and still live in bondage. They say, we are delivered. But darkness still visits. They know it experientially that all those rituals that they did not touch the heart of the bondages that they carry. The reason is because dealing with judicial issues is different from dealing with yokes. You will need to deal with them in a judicial manner. And that's what I want us to look at. And the major basis upon which a lot of affliction, a lot of demonic control begins to influence the destinies of many people is on the basis of negative inheritance. Bloodline iniquity. And as this matter passes from one generation to another generation, the intensity of the hold of darkness and the grip of the devil becomes obvious from one generation to another generation. The intensity begins to increase. Now, you see, we just said some little prayer yesterday. Are you with me? You remember the prayers we prayed yesterday? Those are courtroom prayers. We are repenting in areas where iniquity was placed on ground as a platform of our accusation. We just began to repent. You will not know how much power there is in repentance. We just began to repent. And the reason why we are repenting is because our God happens to be a God of mercy. So mercy can change the outcome of matters. So we are taking advantage of the provision of mercy and bringing in repentance concerning things that have given Satan a legal right to afflict us. And just that simple prayer, the moment mercy went to work, Satan started releasing people. Because the ground upon which he stood to bring the people into bondage was being withdrawn because the mercy of God had gone to work. When I saw that there was a teaching anointing upon my life, one of the things I asked God for was the power to be able to demonstrate what I teach. Because most times, a lot of people think that we teach because we are eloquent, we teach because we are intelligent, we teach because we are researchers. And maybe somebody's teaching might be preferred to another person's teaching based on the research quotient, the intelligence quotient, the dexterity lingo quotient. We are not lecturing here. What I'm trying to unveil to you are realities that abound in the spirit. God, I believe, began to answer my prayer by releasing a little measure of anointing so that when we talk about spiritual things, his presence will be available with us to give us the experience so that beyond doubt, we see the realities of the things that we talk about. And that was why I did those prayers that we did yesterday. And meanwhile, we did not finish the prayers. So we have to finish it today. Before I continue, because today's one is a bit more complex than what we did yesterday, and if we have more time during the course of the year, we'll look for a judicial week, where all we'll be talking about is justice, judgment, and equity, and how politics happens in the throne room, how politics takes place in the court of heaven, and how that just one stroke that is marked in heaven can affect a family right here. So if we really want this deliverance for territories, we want deliverance for nations, we want deliverance for individuals, we want deliverance for families, then it will be needful for us to understand the protocol of the court of heaven. Now, I want to jump. Let's go to another matter. But in the place of prayer this evening, we will be addressing the two matters that are arising this evening. Now, whenever we talk about the issue of witchcraft, many believers say there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. Now, because the strongest anointing on my life is the teaching anointing, I try to begin with the book before we go into prayer and practical. And I don't believe anything that is not in the book. Even if it's a grand master of the Bible that taught it, if what he taught contradicts the Bible. You know, people have exalted human voices much more than scripture. That's in the old age. Because a new day springs among us where the tradition of our ancestors that is enshrined in scripture becomes the full scope of our belief system. Now, to clear your doubts, I need to take you to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Are you there? Verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Stop there. According to Paul, the condition of the Galatian believers had no other source but bewitchment. And this is Paul saying that a local assembly was bewitched. Have you ever been part of a local congregation that obviously was under bewitchment before? Have you experienced that? All right. You know, sometimes we experience some things and we know that those things are valid, but then we now come to church and say, there's no enchantment against Jacob. Meanwhile, you are living in it. You are enchanted yourself. The Lord help us. In the name of Jesus. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. These guys knew the truth, but they refused to obey the truth. And in the estimation of Apostle Paul, the only reason why that situation is like that is that there is some form of bewitchment. These guys in the congregation, in the Galatian church, were there physically when Jesus was crucified. They should have understood better the implication or the judicial implication of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, they have been present when Jesus was strung up that tree and crucified. Was not enough impetus to get them to obey the truth of the Word of God. And the diagnosis of the apostle was that they were what? Bewitched. An entire congregation can be bewitched. A territory can be bewitched, as I will show you in a moment of time. As we move to the book of Acts of the Apostles, I'm going to show you that an entire territory can be under a spell. An entire nation can be under a spell. Hallelujah. It's not so long that I retired from the oil industry in Nigeria. I still have some statistics on my fingertips. National consumption of PMS, premium motor spirit, per day is 60 million liters. 60 million liters is what we consume in terms of petrol per day. That's what we consume per day. We consume 30 million liters of diesel per day, 18 million liters of kerosene per day. Based on that figure, we can do a lot of projections. We can plan for PMS for 3 months, plan supplies, plan distributions, because that figure is a product of a lot of data. And if you plan along that line, that's what determines that there will be no queue are the pumps. If statistics means anything, and I think it does, some of our richest years, that is in terms of petroleum, crude oil production, and all of those indices that collocate to reveal our gross domestic product as a nation, suggest that our tapped wealth in terms of, you know, you think Nigeria is a nation of crude, it's not true. Nigeria is a nation of gas. We have much more gas than we have crude. In fact, there's enough gas in Nigeria to heat Europe until Jesus comes back. I'm just trying to give you an idea of our wealth. Kogi State, that is like a slum, has 37 viable mineral resources. You will not believe that Kogi State has the highest deposit of mineral resources in Nigeria. 37. The God of heaven that created Nigeria never intended that any Nigerian would be poor. So he made available so many resources, and we are still discovering resources that God hid in the earth to make for our prosperity. So how can you explain our condition? We are, I'm just trying to say we are under witchcraft. Just in case. I know you are not aware, but we are bewitched. May the Lord give you understanding. So, witchcraft can be on a national level. Witchcraft can be on a territorial level. So much wealth, but the poverty is terrible. The poverty is so much that right now, I don't know, it seems a new set of demons have been released. And teenagers are ritualists now. We went to a certain country, and just because they saw us with a Nigerian passport, we were suspects. We were suspects. Why? Because of the green. They saw the green passport. We were suspects already. Those are signs of curses. Meanwhile, there are smaller nations that you don't even know their names. If their passports come there, the people receive the kind of courtesies befitting of wonderful citizens of this generation. There is a stench that travels with anything that bears the name of our nation. And you think we are bewitched. And in fact, our bewitchment began many years ago. It's just that we have become so used to it that we don't know how liberty looks like. A friend of mine used to work for the United Nations in Abuja, and a luncheon was organized. And the honorable members of our Senate were invited. So after the luncheon, there was food, a buffet, and some senators will take eba. And put in the handbag. We need prayer. You are not aware. Now I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you the report that came out. I don't want to call the name of the person. Very close person. I think all of you here know the person that worked with UN, and this is a direct report that came out. You will now know that in the eyes of those people that you hail, let's stop there. The nation needs, that's why we are calling for prayers massively, that the Lord might look upon us with mercy and save us. Some of you here that are privileged to have your parents still alive, and your parents maybe worked in public service in the 70s, the 60s. Almost all of them are sick, should be sick now. Because seeing this transition, they lived in the Nigeria that was a nation that was working. It's traumatic to see what is happening now. We have tried to understand it from the standpoint of psychology. Maybe we need a psychological reboot. We have tried to understand it intellectually, but I can tell you
It is spiritual. And it is the duty of our generation to break this jinx.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. We'll read from verse 9 to verse 11. Now I'm talking about witchcraft. You know, yesterday I talked about negative inheritance. Now I'm talking about witchcraft manipulations. So we have seen from Galatians chapter 3 verse 1 that it's possible for believers to be victims of witchcraft manipulations, and it was Apostle Paul that made that discovery. In Acts chapter 8 verse 9, the Bible says, "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one." Meaning, an entire city can be bewitched by one sorcerer. Not a congregation of sorcerers. One sorcerer can bewitch a city. And part of the bewitchment, part of the elements of the bewitchment, was that he sold himself to the land as some great one. For the land to accept that identity of him, it was a product of bewitchment. That's what that scripture is saying. Are you here? Are you like me? You probe things before you accept them. Or you just accept, and when you are afflicted, before you know, me, I probe. These days of social media, it has a positive effect. It also has a negative effect. But you realize, have you ever asked yourself, why are people still attending so church? Based on what is going on? Are these guys, stop there, they are bewitched. In order for the city to acknowledge, there is an identity that this man imposed upon the city about himself. What is the identity? That he was, what? Some great one. And he was able to achieve this by sorcery and bewitchment. You get that? So, someone can bewitch a people, and whereas you bring evidences that this is false, this is not supposed to be so, they have been bewitched to accept that Simon the sorcerer is some great one. You see, you are bringing evidences to show them, thinking that maybe they will reason their way out of their quagmire. But that's not how you help someone that is bewitched. Someone that is bewitched is a product of mind bending. Is a victim of mind bending. So he cannot think as logically as you expect the person to think. But the day the bewitchment breaks, you will see the person will come to himself. His pure mind will be released from despair. One sorcerer bewitched an entire city. It doesn't matter what the people believed in that city. Huh? The actual situation was that they were victims of the bewitchment of Simon the sorcerer. He used sorcery and bewitchment to sell a perspective of himself to the city, and that was what the city believed. Despite the evidences you might bring to the table, as long as your evidences are not spiritual enough to dethrone the bewitchment, the people's perspective about Simon the sorcerer was that he was what? Some great one. I think I may need to take us to the book of Acts 5 to show you when the Sanhedrin, they were considering a matter. Please, don't jump, okay? Hold it. I will move to, Acts. All right. Acts chapter 5, beginning from verse 34. I just want to read some stuff to us. Are you with me?
You are not with me. Please stay with me. As we begin to contend with bewitchment this night, God will stretch forth his hand. Some symptoms you have seen around your life will end today. And I do this that I'm doing today, not because I want to do it. I'm doing it by commandment of the Lord. You know, I had to truncate our series to accommodate these 2 days. And this I have done by the commandment of the Lord. Then stood there up in the midst of the council a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, a PhD holder, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Tadas, boasting in himself to be somebody. Now, I want to show you a record. Before the apostles began the revival, great men have risen before them. And they had many reasons to believe that they were some great personalities. This is self-acclaimed Tadas. This is self-acclaimed somebody. This is not the same as bewitchment. He rose and he did everything possible to sell himself to the populace as some great man. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the rise of a man. I'm talking about someone that used sorcery to bewitch a city. And it was through his sorcery that he imposed his identity on the city. There are some villages, and then some very local villages, and then when you go there, you mention the name of somebody. They say, don't call his name. The reason why everyone is afraid of his name is because through sorcery, he had delivered a trademark, an identity of himself to the territory. So in such a situation, logic does not work. What you need to do is to break the spell of witchcraft. I'm showing you that a congregation can be bewitched, an entire city can be bewitched, an entire nation can be bewitched. I started from church, from Galatians 3 verse 1, so that you will know that your slogan, there is no enchantment against Jacob, doesn't hold if you are not in alignment. There are several things. It is not an unconditional promise. There are conditions that make for your liberty. Don't just sit down on the couch and think that because that scripture is in the Bible, it guarantees, it's an auto-run scripture that runs effective, irrespective of your domain, of your discipline, of your spiritual understanding. It's just to reveal to you that there's such a provision. There is a level of civilization in this our faith that brings you to a point of alignment where no enchantment, no divination can work against your life. There is a realm like that. But it's not a realm that you fit. It's a product of meticulous spiritual disciplines and alignment. And most of the time, when that scripture is quoted, it is quoted to appease the believers to think that in their state of low-level spirituality, they are guaranteed the blessing of the impartation of that scripture. It is used as a fraud to pamper men and women that are in bondage. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I was in the wilderness for 10 years. I finished Bible school. Finished all the normal things they do about Bible education. I was certified. And then the Holy Ghost ordered me into the wilderness not to preach or teach until I've done 10 years, one decade, on the scriptures. When I began this, my adventure in the scriptures, this is not Bibles, this is me now studying, I found many things that were contrary to what people were happening around everywhere on the pulpit. And I discovered why a lot of people do not have the experiences that they are trusting God for. They believe it, but there's a contradiction that is so evident in their life. It's because we have not embraced the burden of the whole truth. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you are not a lover of knowledge, then you cannot be a man of liberty. Are you with me? All right, so this traders in Acts chapter 5 was self-acclaimed. But Simon the sorcerer of Acts chapter 8, he embossed and superimposed his identity as being a great one through sorcery. Is that clear? All right, that's second evidence. Go back to Acts chapter 8 as I continue the reading. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest. Now, are you here? What he sold to the land about himself through sorcery was that he was what? He was some great one. But what the territory, the territory's testimony about him was that he was what? The great power of God. Can you see that he was even masquerading to be in the ranks of divinity? The great power of God. Meaning that the community that he was ruling over through witchcraft are not necessarily spiritual novices. The great power of God. I don't want to press on that. Verse 11. And to him they had regard because that of a long time he had bewitched them with his sorcery. So any product you are bringing into that territory that doesn't have the authority to cut off that bewitchment cannot save the people. You can bring evidences that the man committed fornication, the man committed adultery. These are pictures. The people that are bewitched will say, you made all these things up to bring our man down. This is the great power of God. You go back disappointed, wondering whether the people don't reason. They do reason, but they are bewitched. Their minds are bent. It's under the influence of a spell. And expecting them to be rational in that condition is an impossibility. Yeah, a man of God should be. Are you with me? A relative of mine, an uncle of mine, brought a sorcerer. They say he used to see visions. So he brought a sorcerer home. And when my uncle comes back from work, if you came to visit him, you say, have you seen that? Have you seen? Have you gone to? Do you realize that those days when we were in school, if you go there and you refuse to see that guy, my uncle will not give you money. That he is running a program of spiritual cleansing. And the seer for this project is that guy. My uncle is an old man, but this guy is a young guy with Jerry Coyles. With slim, the kind of slim jeans I've never worn before. Can you believe? May the Lord give you understanding. There's one lager beer they used to sell those days called Sassenbra. How many of you still remember? The guy will load the fridge with freezer with Sassenbra. And he will come from the room and be picking bottle after bottle. In fact, my uncle will be filling it up for him. What is this? He was what? Bewitched. It was so terrible that another of my uncle in the village went and collected charm. I mean, this is not home, Nollywood. This is my father. This is my father. Went and took serious charm and brought it to that my other uncle's house to drive that guy out. So when the guy saw the charm, he escaped. My uncle that invited the guy was crying. They took him away. Oh! If you are there, you will laugh like this. But you see, the man has been bewitched. And if there's anybody in this congregation, anybody listening to me online, that has been living a measured existence, whose destiny, the devil is only giving you allowance for 40% manifestation. And because the opposition against you is stiff, you have accepted that if it's 40% and there'll be peace, it's okay. Let's just manage it. Tonight, God will roar tonight. The entire landscape of the spirit realm will feel the tempest of this roar that will come from the mouth of God. So I'm going to show you a few symptoms that find expression in a situation of bewitchment. First of all, we have what is called cyclical bondages. Something will come and go, resurface after 3 years. It will go, it will resurface after 9 years. It's cyclical. You would think it has gone, but it has a way of coming back. Cyclical afflictions. If you are in this congregation and you have cyclical afflictions, cyclical situations, things that go and come and go and come, let me see your hand up. Cyclical. It's a sign of bewitchment. And we're going to address these things one after the other and break the yoke. Another symptom is what we call the near miracle syndrome. You make a lot of effort, things look as though they are opening up. And when you are getting closer, everything just fizzles out. It's an indication of the fact that you are bewitched. There is somebody that is physically present, casting a spell against your destiny. That's what it means. Anybody in this room that's ever experienced near miracle syndrome before, can I see your hand? You get close to it, it's as if something big is about to come. Sometimes you even pick it in the spirit that your time has come, your season has come. And as you are going close, it fizzles out and it's as if there was nothing moved at all. Sign of bewitchment. Some of the authorities I read, Christian teachers and preachers that are gifted and endowed by wisdom to teach on these subjects. Hallelujah. Because I'm a scholar. I have masters of different fields, all right, that I submit to in terms of knowledge. When we talk about deliverance, demonology, all of these subjects, the authority we subscribe to, I mean, preachers in my own block, is Derek Prince, is most clinical on this subject. You will know that God gave him a ministry along this line. Right, so there's a lot of research in what I'm doing apart from my own personal practice of ministry. Are you with me? And this is what Derek Prince said. He said, witchcraft is more effective in the lives of those that are not aware they are bewitched. Have you ever heard someone claiming to be a faith student says, no, I don't believe that. Those are the greatest victims of witchcraft. I remember those days I was in the university here, and, you know, we were intercessors, and God was showing us mercy with little insights, little revelations. So this friend of mine, are you there? He used to faint on campus. He used to faint. He would just be talking now, then he would just fall down. So one of those times, he fainted on my floor. So they brought him to my room and put him on my bed. Now see, Pastor, this man fainted. Now they do this kind of work. And they left him on my bed. And I cried. He came back to life. When he came back to life, I told him the experience of his coming back to life. That when he was coming back to life, I was hearing a woman screaming at him. And this woman, obviously, is a relative of his that wants him to continue in this state. The guy, when he recovered, and it was my prayer and God's mercy that was the mixture that brought him back from wherever he was. Are you with me? And now I was telling him the experience I had when he was resurrected, that he woke up and said, no, I don't believe that. I'm a man of faith. I walk by faith. I don't walk by sight. God has brought deliverance unto me. Hallelujah. Okay. The day I wrote my last exam, the guy now came and said, his younger sister told him the same thing I told him, that he's ready for the prayer. And I said, I'm not ready. When I was ready, I told you, you say you don't believe in it. I finished school. This territory, I've handed it over. I won't labor here again. Do you know that when I went for youth service, the guy fainted and he died. Nobody could bring him back. Oh, you can sit there and say, I'm a man of faith. You know, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. The Bible says Simon the sorcerer, he bewitched a city. How many of you were there during the last elections? You will know that the church was bewitched. I speak to men that have understanding. So go and keep that your scripture in your pocket. That one you normally quote, that there's no enchantment against. Because we are not aware, the situation we are under is not normal. Number three. Please, if you can add me to 20 more minutes for the prayer session. I want to educate you first so that you will know what we are doing. Huh? Okay, it's not allowed. Huh? I thought I heard something like, it's not allowed. No. Number three, we have unexplained sickness. Then suddenly some strange pains will just come on your body. Then you go run tests, you do x-rays, and the radiologist will say you are okay. Unexplained afflictions. Unexplained. There are several people that are sick in the night but well in the morning. And there is no medical condition that only prevails at night. A pastor was telling me about a situation. And the situation was a pastor in London. And he notices that a certain lady is sick in the night, but she's well at the time. And then the unction came upon him. He began to minister to that lady, and a vicious spirit came out. How many of you felt yesterday that something left you? If you felt it? Unexplainable. The doctors cannot explain it. The radiologists cannot explain it. There is no evidence to prove that there is anything like that at work. Meanwhile, the person is dying. This kind of thing is suggestive of the fact that there is a physical priest doing something spiritual to bring you injury. The city reckoned with Simon as the great power of God. Number four. You hear voices. Voices that give you instructions. Voices. Satan trying to control your soul. Voices that threaten you.
try to sell fear into your heart that if you don't do this, a terrible thing will happen. And many times we are more afraid of the devil than we are afraid of God. How many of you hear voices here giving you instructions? Tonight is your night of deliverance. Finally, we have cases of noticeable hindrance. And this hindrance I'm talking about can affect one aspect of your life or every aspect. In the case where it affects one aspect, you can be fulfilled in your career. You can do business. You can prosper. It doesn't hinder you from making money. But your marital life is shut down. In some cases, it is your calling. You can do everything. You can marry. But you are incapable. You know you have a call. But you are incapable of bringing yourself to submit yourself at the altar. That I want to serve the will of God. And anytime you rise up and say, all right, I want to begin to do something to serve God. The attacks you get. Can anybody feel what I'm talking about? Strange attacks. If you stay without praying, your life is good. Then you just wake up one time and say, for 21 nights, I'm going to hit the prayer road. And from the seventh night, attacks, ninth, things will appear to, some things will come in your door and say, Kaise salura nakabala. Iskofe laminaito kosketaide. You know what the Lord told me? He told me, if you people press and press in prayer until April, in April, there'll be massive breakthroughs. So all these things I'm doing is to ensure that this year you will come out of every limitation. Every bondage. Noticeable hindrances. And people from all over the world have sought audience with us on social media to explain their own unique expression of bondage. And I'm talking about white and black alike. And the things I speak of are not just peculiar to black people. We've had all kinds of calls, done deliverance online, and it's obvious that the knowledge of how God breaks bondages is very scarce. But tonight, the Lord will help us. So when you stand on your feet tonight, you are standing not just on your behalf, you are standing on the behalf of yourself, of your family, of your entire kindred. Oh my. I have asked the Lord for mighty angels that excel in battle. So that even though the root of the things we contend with are such things that are buried, they will be uprooted tonight. Oh, you feel that the door of your marital life has been closed and the keys have been thrown into River Benue. It will be recovered. Satan is not in control. God is in control. So now that you understand this, we are going into the prayer section. This is the practical aspect. So we want to invite the Lord to come. And indeed, he will come. Now, first of all, we'll begin praying in tongues so that we can be on a certain spiritual height. Certain spiritual height. As you pray in tongues, forget about yourself. Just gain ascendancy. Look to Jesus exclusively. Look to Jesus. And those of you that are participating online, submit to the same drill as we give him the liberty to reach out, to uproot things, to remove things, and to break the yoke of bewitchments. Tonight is your night. Isoselima cambres cofalame. Ki voce salanto e brisco felibata kundela. Assessi la menaike. Brentos che tabarato kunde. Ababarata iscoprendale. Genina combres guvaselite. Ampora cabasantoria. Gedico bronte cababalata scheto manteli. Abrima maieta. Jacilonda bambarate mascute bailato. Covelisa samaconda bresca. E capabala tababonde setali, abrocotolia mina zika telamanto, e capabaliate, abranta baboria sika menzali. Oh my God. Oh my God. Elia Monsalia, mante iko belisco, beba mota lacuda, asale cumbres. Baito compela mama 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 mama. Asesila me, akelia mama randos kama, rusa sameniato, rekasuma laiko, maleka beria, iskompendelere, eskamena kuria, eskaskila monde, arina nanana mama sakwa. Aila Maseline Kabos Kampala Maya Izasena Combre Jumina Kampola Male Aseko Balika Santoria Hebra Makanta Baboro Remina Sai Compelami Akambresco Vela Matalabo Abrecatalia Askimo Santora Abrate Copelamina Tata. Samokoba kuvasaselaito ompende kabakuta manda jamina kompele jamina katebaliata eskomba kwale ah 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 elilebo kosketa minala braski jamaki Lekaki, Zema Canteli, Apote, Apaca Mantalia, Eco Sabino Copres Cabalando. Oh, mama, mama, mama. Oh, mama, 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 mama. Oh, mama, 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 mama. Aya, Soselaina, Pequito Copalua, Apresco Felame, Presconta di. Presconta bacadabo, Aglescopela, Jai Campela, Jai Cambalato, Ebraschima, Alacunte, Abramasante, Acabalata Planta Babo, Arruake Balica, Arruasape Lamina, Ah. Ah. Ah, Satwa, Preskama, Lakabala, Geminae Kampata, Prokobe Lakateble, Kuramasiko, Brunda Malaito. Hey! Endo Bobo Roko Samenaile, De la Mama Laka Santo. Prescova la mamma la Yakosamina. Escopre la Macuria. Celia Cosami la Campella Macande Bobo. In the name of Jesus.
Now, if you are in this congregation and you have not given your life to Christ, this prayer will be dangerous for you. So anywhere you are, you have not given your life to Christ and you want to do that quickly, you can come to the altar here so that we can do that quickly. Anywhere you are, you want to turn your life over to Jesus Christ so that you will not become a victim of what we're doing. You can just walk out here, and if you're already here, you can begin to ask God for mercy. Show me 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 mercy. I'm still waiting for you. Show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. You can walk out of your seat and join us in the front here. Forget about who you came with. Maybe you came with your neighbor. That thinks you are born again. This is not time to look around. You can join in the front here and turn your life to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, show me mercy tonight. Show me mercy tonight. Show me mercy tonight. Yeah, Pastor Tony, you can take them to the back and handle them. Please go with that, Pastor. Go with that, Pastor. So that when you are done, release them to come join the prayer. All right. Can you give me Psalms 7 verse 9? That's the first prayer point. As we pray the prayer points, God will begin to reveal some things, then we'll start. I asked for like 20, 30 minutes from you. So I'm going to be here for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, we would have finished the whole matter. And then we'll be able to sing the victor song. Yeah, now it's come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. That's the victor song. If there's anybody hiding there, you want to give your life to Christ, you can join. You can join up. You can join, all right? Yes, Psalm 7, verse 9. You know, David was such a man of prayer. He had a prayer for everything. And if as prayer people, I will advise us to take a liking to the book of Psalms. It's a prayer book. We'll pick this prayer from the lips of David himself. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. That was one of David's prayer points. I love you. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And for your information, the Lord gave me these scriptures, okay? He gave me these scriptures that we should pray them. Can we pray and ask, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Forget about your neighbor. Forget about your neighbor. It's time to do business. It's time to do business. Something that is 43 generations old can be overthrown tonight. 20 generations old, it can be overthrown tonight. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Sheki mokorobo satabalai. Sheki labonde skento robo zomina. Labreka boka sabarata baboria. Sheka bantala baboske. Etiala kuala. Jama kantela. Raketa kobaka boata. Jemina kute brante. Jabakata brata babobataba. Abrasketo parwa. Jemina ikapante. Rakapata ababo. Jabates compre. La kobala baboria. Iskamena kante. Yata babobata barata babo. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Aiko sesima leto kombali.
Igabasema, Abranta Babola, Akabalata Balababo, Akabalata Bratababo, Zeminakai, Abwe, Akabwe, Akamabwe, Akamabwe, Asseminakata Babolataya Raskopolo Mokoba, Kabosamo, Kabosamo, Latake Diala, Prescope Lamena, Adabo. Yabo, Jamabo, Akabo, Sekibabo, Yatatekabo, Amparadababo, Sakabatababata, Latesi, Brakatababoria. Aha! Let it come to an end! Yalababalaba Saketalia, Paradabasubria Lababote, Abuata. Alakoboa, Asababoa, Alekaboa, Akayaboa, Semina Dalababalabala, Semina Balabalabalaba. Lato Combrega de la Samina, Elababalata Branda Baboria. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now listen. I see a man. That is responsible for the affliction of someone in this congregation. Now. There is an instrument. That he uses to read. People's time of opportunity. This man uses, I don't know the name of the instrument, but I see an instrument. He uses this instrument to read the times of opportunity in the lives of those he's monitoring. Now, I want to pray a simple prayer. As I pray it, the people implicated by the prayer will feel something on their bodies. Can you repeat after me as a congregation? Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We are yours.
We are yours.
It is written,
it is written.
We are your people.
We are your people.
And the sheep of your pasture. Let your mighty hand fall in vengeance upon anyone seeking to manipulate my destiny. Tonight, in the name of Jesus. The prayers are powerful in themselves. After the prayers, you will notice a reaction. Ushers, please help me. The reaction has started. It 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 has started. Oh my God. It has started. It has started. The sorcerer is already releasing his captives. It's already oh! Keite kopelia, keite. Yes. You can no longer read their destiny. You can no longer manipulate their destiny. You can no longer read their opportunity. We release them from your grip in the name of Jesus.
And arise, arise, Son of God, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One. Let your name be praised. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In Jesus' name. Now, wait. I see something like a razor blade was inserted this way. There is a pain you cannot explain that is here. Where are you? A pain you cannot explain. See where? Come up. I see something like a razor blade. It's going to come out now. It's going to come out now. And let your name be praised. No one can attack you. No one. I stand with you in the spirit. To break the yoke of that attack on your life. I stand with you in the spirit. To break that yoke from your life. In the name of Jesus. 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 If I touch you, you can go. In the name of Jesus. Arise, arise, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In the name of Jesus, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. There are strange things that I see. And this is where I saw myself standing. Father, those ones here that Satan has arrested. Satan wants to master, wants to take dominion of. Today, let the hand of Satan begin to fall off. Let the hand of Satan begin to fall off. Fall off. Where's the other one? Yeah, he comes off. Yes, you are not Satan's property. You are not Satan's property. So we break the power of Satan on your life in the name of Jesus. Father, let the power of the devil break over the life of your son from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I command it to break.
from him. Break from him. Break from him. Break from him. Come, 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 come now. Saiko baligasato. Breskova la mataya. Borokosino santoria. No, stand up. Raise your two hands and repeat after me. Say, Lord, I am your vessel. Lord, I am your property. You bought me with the price of your blood. Nothing is stronger than your blood. I am redeemed. I am your property. I belong to you. Now, can you help me? This is you look for an umbilical cord. No, you don't need to. Just look for it. Touch it. If you can feel it, hold it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the link between her and her grandmother. I break the link between her and her grandmother. Let the connection be destroyed. Let it 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 be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring her out of where she's kept bondage. I bring her out of where she's kept bondage. Let the yoke break.
Son of God. Let your enemy.
Don't worry, she's coming out. She's coming out. Don't remove that hand from that place. Don't remove it. Don't remove it. I call you forth, and I call your sisters, I call your brothers, everyone dedicated to that altar. I call them forth in the name of Jesus. I break the power. I see snakes. I'm seeing snakes. A lot of snakes escaping. Escape. I stand against the serpentine powers, the powers of the marine world. I stand to break the yoke. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Everyone that is a slave of this, the priestess of the water in the territory. Oh, I stand as a messenger of Jesus that have kept my vessel in this land for many years on stay, and I come in his authority. I come in his power. I remove you. I remove you. I remove you. I command, let her go. Let the chains break. Let the chains break in the name of Jesus. So let her go now. Let her go now. Let her go now. Lose her. Satan, shut up. Shut up. And come out. Asamo kopina. Asaito kopreska velami. Asuama kapera kuske. Samine kadia. Samine kuri. The reign of marine powers comes to an end tonight in the name of Jesus. When we left service yesterday, then a vision I seen many years ago came back to me, where we took a mighty sword and we pierced the dragon of River Benue, and money came out of the stomach. Money came. Now, listen to me. There'll be money this year. There'll be money. Can you receive your own portion? Receive now. Receive your portion now. Receive your portion now. Receive your portion now. Oh, some people thought I'm joking. Some people think I'm joking. Some people think I'm joking. I say, receive your own portion now. I break the siege over your finances in the name of Jesus. Abasuke balia mama, ekore sakabora, rasobina telimo kayamande, raisko petua, petua meni asiko bre, rambo sabalai takobelame. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, I promised that lady that I will not leave her with one demon. Ooh. Satan, shut up. Satan, shut up. Now, can you do this? Put your hand there. Okay, pray now, pray now. Yeah. Yeah, come, stand up. Okay, put her down. Yeah. Ah, what's that? What's that? Wait. Allow her. Let's allow her do what she wants to do. You know, I don't know whether I can speak this night. So many things have opened. So many things. So many things. Can we pray? I still have... We have not finished that Psalm 7 verse 9. In the name of Jesus... Can you repeat after me? Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. One more time. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Now, I'm seeing someone coming out of a tunnel. Someone is coming out of a tunnel now. You will see what I'm talking about. The hand of God will descend upon that person. You are coming out of the tunnel, and I command you to come out. I command you to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come and let the power of the Lord from heaven come. Let the power of the Lord come down. One more time. Let the power of the Lord. Oh, Selimoko be salabora. Sing it one more time now. Let the power. Of the Lord from heaven.
Let the power of
Can you raise one prayer before I run away from the stage? Let the wickedness that is obtainable in my own family, let it come to an end. Cry to him. Cry to him now. Say, Momode Sassi. Isa Soria Malamo Sassi. Isa Sanemo Rekasame. Isa Senomo Kore Bahide. Isa Selamantega Koborosini. Oriama Masantomene. Oria Se Babalamo. Se Sosana Nema. I come in a boranasi. Oh, Sai compela na nela da bo Samino kosketama e kominala ma mama Lo mama, lo mama, esa maleto que la male. Ay amode que la bomala. Oh, ah, oh, oh, saminela, saminela, saminela boma. Aye la boma, aye la boma. Ilaya kota mina na boma sayemamo akelia la na bosa na boli amela amela bo semine la mama mala akopete. The door is opening. I see the door opening in the spirit. It opens. It opens. It opens. It opens. It opens. Why? Hey! Kalia bila sante bala. The door opens. It opens wide. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. The hand of the devil is cut off. Oh! Say ke bonina ila. Oh, Sabomoneni, I come sani, iremolela.